This is the Rush Hour with Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman. Weekdays from 6 p.m. on Triple M and also on the Listener app.
Nice stuff, G. Tomorrow night we've got the 2021 draft, the AFL draft on, and obviously a lot of the football clubs. We spoke to, who did we speak to yesterday about Hamish Ogilvie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a midfield draft. Halfbacks, midfielders, wingers, that's what clubs will be looking at. So, Bernie, talk to us about being drafted and the anxiety levels through the roof for these young players in the next 24 hours, no doubt.
Well, it is, because the reality is you can end up anywhere in Australia and you've got to be there probably within a couple of days. So depending on borders a bit now, which was never the case back in the day, but my story is a little bit different, Jars, and you spoke about it yesterday. You asked Hamish Ogilvie whether they should be drafted a little bit later.
Yes.
So I feel like I had the perfect lead into to AFL footy, because I actually left, most kids get drafted at 17, 18, just finished school. Some haven't even finished year 12 yet. So they've got year 12 the next year. Patrick Dangerfield was one of them who had to finish school the next year. But I was playing for CMS most of the year I got drafted. So I left school.
So CMS are who?
Crows. So Caramulka, Millerton, Stansbury.
Yep.
Back home. So I finished school. I went down to the southeast and played for a team called Border Districts, which is in the Narra Court League down there. I worked at Elders there for a year, and then I came back to Adelaide to play for the Woodville West Torrens. Lived in Adelaide, trained with them. I didn't get a game in the twos, Jars. That's how far off I was. This is my draft year. So I went home and played for most of the year. They're in our zone. Woodville West Torrens zone is York Peninsula. So in the association game or the interleague game, went pretty well, and they had a representative there giving the medal out on the day, and they were like, well, shoot, we've got to get this guy back, I reckon. And they were ringing me. I don't really want to come back. I don't want to train. And it's back in the day where you sat on the bench. If I got a game, I sat on the bench for a half, and I'm like, sit on the bench in the twos for a half when I'm playing back there, loving it, playing with all my mates, getting to go home. So anyway, Ron Fuller said, look, we're not going to do it. We'll play in the midfield, do all this. And then basically there was, I don't know how many games left in the year, maybe 10 games left. So I played few reserves games.
Yeah.
And then there was one round to go. We played Glenelg at Glenelg, played in the SNFL team. And then there were three finals. And we played, one of them was against you, Jars. You were coaching.
Yeah.
You're up at three quarter time by 20 points, and we ran you down.
Yeah.
Again.
Common theme.
Craig, it's true.
You should have tagged me that day.
I had no idea you were running around.
That's the thing. No one knew me.
Went all right in those?
Went pretty well. No, I didn't. In the prelim, I kicked three goals in the prelim at Adelaide Oval against Port Adelaide the week after we beat North. And then Central's in the grand final, lost by 18 points or something. Probably could have won that, but they were a very good side.
They saw something in you.
They saw something. They must have seen something. Anyway, it was a very rapid. I was playing, remember, 10 games ago. I was playing CMS.
Yeah.
And then even now to this day, my mates, when I go back, they go, how the hell did all that happen? Anyway, then getting drafted is the start of it. And then you got to decide to work hard. It took me a few years to work that out. But I was still, you can understand why I still had the country footy mentality, because I just played there, really. Yeah. I played round one my first year with Rasciuto, Goodwin, Edwards, Biglands, you know, all the big names.
Superstars.
Ben Rutten.
So did they contact you, and did you know you were going to get drafted?
Not really. So what happened, it was pretty rapid too, because everyone's like, what's this? No draft camp, no nothing, because they wouldn't know if I could run, jump, and I couldn't do any of them. So it was pretty good. I missed the draft camp because no one knew much about me. I did a 3K for Adelaide and nearly stopped. I nearly didn't make the 3Ks. Me and Dale Simmons, a bloke that played for Eagles, they didn't know much about him either. But and then it came to draft. Well, what happened? Paul Ruse, who was coaching Sydney, they actually got me up there to do some testing. I was like, how good is this? Get to go to Sydney. They'd just come off the 05 premiership. And then my claim to fame was I had a show next to Barry Hall, and, you know, I was talking.
Big bustle.
No, I wasn't really
big
talking bass. Much. Wow. Yeah. It was a quick show for me. I got out there pretty quick. But I trained there for a couple of days. They did a bit of testing stuff, jumping. They were doing all this running too after training. I was like, I'm just a little bit sore. you just stay out of this one, mate. I go, I might just stand here. Because my strength was my kicking and stuff. So I was trying to show me I could do all this stuff.
Mm.
And the training was my strength. So I did that. And then I thought, well, Sydney said they would probably might take me as a rookie in the rookie draft.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, a lot of clubs rang me like real late, like the week of the draft. And they were like, what's going on? I'm going, I thought I was getting set up. I was thinking, who's this? Yeah, well, all right, yeah, keep going. I was trying to work out whose voice it was. No, but I spoke to probably five or six clubs.
So a lot of the kids today, a lot of these young lads today, will be getting a lot of phone calls now.
Tomorrow night. Well, it's a pretty natural path now. You play six. I never played state footy or nothing like that.
Yeah.
16s, 18s, and you're in part of talent groups and everything.
So they're always
now.
Chatting to you.
You're always sort of at things and you just get to know them pretty well. But I was 2 years out of school, got drafted. Mm. It was perfect for me because there's no way I was ready at 18. Yeah.
So who called you from the Crows? When did you realise you were going to play for the Adelaide Crows? On the night itself?
Yes, on the night. On the
Where'd you go at? What pick?
I was pick 32 in the draft too, because Sydney had a pick just after that somewhere. Yeah. It was their first pick, and I think they thought because Sydney flew me up, they were half interested. But I don't know what would have happened if I went there. But then that would have been a big change for me too, going to Sydney.
Sydney,
yes.
King's Cross. Imagine me.
King, I would have lived there, no doubt. I would have been running the joint. Well, give me a couple of weeks to get settled in, then I'll be running it. Know everyone on the doors. But
you'd be up there with Molly Meldrum.
No, it's a very different path for me, and you don't hear many stories like that now. But that's was perfect because I had no expectation. I was playing cricket for Woodville the day the draft was on, and everyone's sitting around, you know, that wasn't on TV then, but it was on a internet stream or whatever. I don't think I had the internet. But anyway, it was. I thought, I'm not going to get drafted, so I just played, and then we come off the ground, we fielded first.
Who told you first?
I had phone calls from Rue. I had a phone call from Rue, Goody, and someone, I can't remember the third one. But, I had three calls.
Who was the senior coach at the time, Craigie?
Neil Craig. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So then I had a heap of calls, and then I had a heap of calls from, Dad. Brilliant. And people were at home
well
with her,
done.
And I was
excited.
Wow. And I'm like, then my first initial reaction was, shit. Now I'm going to have to train. Is this going to be?
Party time's over.
At least I know what I'm doing. You get a two-year contract. My life was all over the place at the time. I was like, at least I know what I'm doing for two years.
Did you ring all the nightclubs to let them know that you won't be back?
I didn't have to ring them. I visited them in person.
This is The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Charles on Triple M.
Got kicked out of the London Tavern that night. So I just went to the next joint.